also. Do you believe that? There's a woman one time pressed through and touched the hem of his garment. He turned around and said, "Who touched me?" And when he did, though all of them looked around, didn't know what to say, he found the woman and told her what her trouble was. And she was healed, said her blood issue had stopped. I believe that same Jesus is a high priest tonight. That same one, he just hasn't failed. We're going to have a healing service one of these nights. Bring the people up. I've got a new ministry that's been given to me. That was my old ministry. Say, no, there isn't any prayer cards, is there? No one's got a prayer card. Because we don't have to give out prayer cards. All right, if you believe this message comes from the Holy Ghost, how many sick people in here raise up your hands? And you know what? I don't know you. All right. You have faith and believe. You believe with all your heart. We'll see whether the same Holy Ghost that preaches the sermon is the same Holy Ghost that knows the secret of the heart. We'll see whether the Word comes, the Word of God comes to the prophet or not. And I'm not the prophet, he is. He's the one. You believe, have faith. May the Lord God of heaven grant it for His glory. Will you believe this is the Word of God that I preach, if He'll do it? Just keep praying. Be real reverent a minute. Just quiet in a minute. Find the Holy Spirit moving on someone. Just keep praying. Say, "Lord God, I'm sick. I have need. I really need, Lord. I must have You. If I don't have You, I'll perish." This man says, "Here, you raise your hand a few minutes ago, sir. You raise your hand. You believe God knows you? I'm a stranger to you. Is that right? I don't know you, but God does know you. You believe that God can heal you? If I tell you what's wrong with you, you believe it? You'll have to be truth if it is. You believe it, if God will tell me that you'll accept your healing? You will? You think the ulcers will be gone? Think you'll get well of them? All right. Got bleeding ulcers. That's right. You've been a lot of places for them. You went to Mayo Brothers. I see you going to Mayo Brothers. That's thus saith the Lord. Right? Right? And they turned you down. But God don't turn you down. Do you hear it? Do you recognize it? Will you act on it? Then in the name of Jesus Christ, go home and be well. You believe God? Now the same Holy Spirit preaching the Word is doing the divining of it. Making the Word real. Telling to you what? That's the truth. There's another ulcer case sitting right out there. Ma'am with no shirt on, black mustache, or the mustache out there. No shirt. Collar open, I mean. Here at the top, no necktie on his shirt. You believe me to be God's prophet? We're strangers to one another, but you have ulcers. That's right, you want to be healed, don't you? You're not from this city. No, you're from Cleveland. That's right. Let me tell you something else. You got two handkerchiefs in your pocket. That you want to get a hold of me, for me to pray for that, for two loved ones at home. If that's right, wave your hand like that. Take it and put it on them. They'll be well, too. You believe? What kind of a spirit preaches? The same kind of a spirit that discerns. Here, there's such an elderly lady sitting right back there. She's praying for her son-in-law that was hurt in an automobile accident, sitting right off that post there. You believe, sister, with all your heart that he'd be healed? If you believe it with all your heart, you may receive it. The heavy-set lady sitting behind her there, she's got high blood pressure, sitting right back out here by the post. If you believe with all your heart, leave that breaking out on you, leave you, all right, then you can have it. Amen. Put your hand over on her. That's right. God bless you, sister. Amen. You love him? Way back in the back of the building. A man back there, you're praying for your daughter. I mentioned an accident a while ago. She was in an accident, too. She hurt her spine. That's right. You got a sister-in-law. Got trouble with her neck and head also. You believe that God will heal him? Mr. Golden, will you recognize God making his voice speaking to you? All right, sir. Stand up on your feet then. All right, go home and find them well. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The same Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Can't you get that soaked to you? That is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Can you hear? Can you recognize? Then act on it. Every sick person's in here. God's already healed you when He sent Jesus to die for you. You believe that? The and stand to your feet and accept Him as your healer and as your Savior. Raise up your hands. Go into action. Get out of the wheelchairs, whatever it may be. In the name of the Lord Jesus, raise up your hands and praise Him and believe with all your heart. Lord Jesus, we bring these people to You in the name of Jesus Christ. May Your power be sufficient, Lord, to grant this, and may all the power of the devil turn loose in this building tonight, and may the people be healed. I cast out you, Satan. I come against you on the charge that you're a deceiver. I come in the name of Jesus Christ as His servant. I pray over these people while the Holy Ghost is anointing them. They hear. They recognize it's God. They're going to act upon it. Come on, Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ. Free these people. It's the same thing. Now, here's this lady and I. Never seen one another in her life. We are, that's why I might have looked out on the congregation and saw her. She might have looked up the pulpit and saw me, but we're strangers, aren't we, ladies? We're total strangers. I don't know her. Never seen her. Now, if she's sick, I couldn't heal her. God's already did that. Now, Jesus is standing here with this suit on, that He had Brother Palmer out there somewhere, and Sister Palmer, to give it to me. Now, if He was standing here wearing this suit, and would say, and this woman would walk up and say, Lord Jesus, I need healing. You know what He'd say to her? I did that when I died for you at Calvary. See? But then, how would she know that was Jesus? Because He had nail prints in His hand? No. Anybody could have nail prints in their hand. No, no, they may fake that. But the real Jesus would have us. The real Spirit of Jesus would be in Him, and He would do the same things that He did to prove that He was the Messiah. Is that right? And what was the sign of the Messiah? The God prophet. That's right. Now, you understand? Not me now. So you can get close. I am a man, a sinner saved by grace. The least among you. That's right. But it's His Spirit. Now, I can just let myself, like these microphones. Them microphones are completely mute unless somebody's speaking into them or some noise. There's got to be vibration of waves to go through it. The same thing here. I don't know her. She don't know me. If anything takes place, it'll have to be some other vibration of waves, won't it? It'll have to be the Holy Spirit. It's the only thing it could be. Now, sister, just to speak to you. Now, if the Lord Jesus, if I could go over here and lay hands on you after preaching the way I have, and say, Jesus said, these signs shall follow them believe. Lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. That's the truth. You could go off the platform saying, praise the Lord. I believe I'm going to get well. That's right. See? You could do that. But now, what if He stands here and tells you what you have been? Then if He knows what you have been, and then tells you what you will be, you certainly, if that's true, you know whether that's true or not. Then you can believe that. Is that right, audience? If He can tell you what you have been, or what you're here for, or something just like the woman was as well. Are we understanding now? May the Lord grant it. I just speak to you because I've been preaching, and just see if He would tell me. If He will, you'll accept it. Yeah. Will it help your faith? Will it help you to believe? Will it help the audience to believe? May the God of heaven grant it. Now, if the audience can still hear my voice, a lady, there's something wrong with her that comes more like a chronic case. Because I see her under a tent or an oxygen tent or something other. She has to breathe from an oxygen tent. It's an allergy. That's exactly right. There is a man with you. It's your husband. He's here now. And he's on your heart. Do you believe that God can tell me what's wrong with your husband? You believe it? All right. Your husband is suffering. There's something wrong with his eyes. And he's also got a blood condition. It's caused by complication of things. That's thus saith the Lord. You believe that? Now, ask the woman if that was right. I don't know what I said. The only thing, that wasn't me, that was him. I know nothing about it, that was him. Well, you said, the only way I'll ever know is by these tapes. But, now you say, well, maybe you've guessed. Wait a minute, we'll find out. We'll find out. Just stop this minute. I'll have to ask you something. Just stand there a minute. You're a fine person. You are a Christian. Yes, I hear something rattling. It's an oxygen tip. Something about an oxygen tip. Yeah, and a man, your husband, and he wanted to come up here.
Yes.
But he only had one prayer card. He didn't know which one to take. You're him. So you come up and yourself. Now he's going to be healed too, both of you. And you're... That's right. Now, that's just happened the last few minutes. And here's another thing that you might know. If you believe me to be his prophet,
yes,
or his servant,
yes,
without a shadow of doubt,
no,
you know that something's around you, don't you? You know that something's anointing here. Really sweet and humble.
Yes.
That's right. You're not from here.
No.
You come from away from here.
Yes.
You're from Canada,
yes,
Ontario.
Yes.
You believe God knows who you are?
Yes.
If I tell you who you are, but the Holy Spirit will help you, Miss Butler, go back and be well. He's just trying to see you. You believe on the Lord Jesus? Have faith in God. It's all over, brother. Just believe it now. We are strangers to one another. Now that ought to set it for the whole group of you. Does that confirm that I'm preaching the truth? How would God let me tell something wrong if that was my very message? These things are only to indicate a divine vindication that my theology is right.
Yes.
Exactly that. The word of the Lord came to the prophets.
Yes.
You believe that with all your heart? I don't know you. Jesus knows you. You're a very fine person, and you're not here for yourself. You're here for someone else. It's your daughter. You believe God can tell me what her trouble is?
Yes.
Then her spine. That's true. That's right. Raise up your hand. Now you believe?
Amen.
With all your heart? I remember that almost killed me. You don't realize what that does to you. Just a moment. She's a lovely person. Let's speak to her again. Now, whatever it was, I do not know. Just see again. Just be praying. See? Just be asking. Every word I told you was right. It was right. Yes, I see. It's the girl with something in her back. Spine trouble. That's right. And yet, there's somebody else. I see a man appear. A man is shattered for death. It's a man you're praying for. He's got cancer. That's right. You believe God knows who you are?
Yes.
If I tell you, would it help you? Pardon the flesh, go ahead home and be well. Jesus Christ, make you well. Believe in God. Have faith in God. You believe with all your heart? Have faith in God. You believe? We're strangers to one another. If I didn't say nothing to you, you just passed through and laid hands on. You know that something here, ever who it is was taking pictures, please don't anymore. See, the Holy Spirit's a light. I'm watching it right here, and I see that flash now. And I can't get it, you see. I can't catch the spirit. It moves from me. All right? Now, I lost it just then. Just a minute. Now, is this the patient? You're the patient? All right. If God will reveal to me what your trouble is, will you believe me to be his servant? They're called veins. You believe he can heal them? You got something else you're very much worried about. That's right. If I'll tell you what it is through the Holy Spirit, will you believe it's Christ standing here doing that? You will? Now, something happened in the audience just then. There's a different person appeared here, see? Somebody believed. Right, a whole lot just then. What you crying about, lady? It was you. All right? You think that bowel trouble's going to leave now? There's a tumor. That's right. It was. I don't know you. You believe with all your heart? God bless you. There's a lady sitting right next to you who's believing with all her heart, too. Uh-huh. I don't know you, lady, but you know God and you believe him? If I can tell you what your trouble is, will you believe me? You're suffering with a heart trouble. That's right. It's a hole in your heart. You just come from a hospital. You're from Middletown. You believe God knows you? Ann Reed, believe with all your heart now and go home and be well. Have faith in God. You believe God? What does she touch? See how that faith pulls out right off the audience here. It's your faith that does it. I've never seen those people. Now, you have faith out there. I want to ask you something. What did she touch? She can't touch me. She's 40 feet from me, or 40. But what did she touch? She was believing with all her heart and praying, and she touched the high priest. I'm not the high priest. He is. But he ain't got no lips but mine and yours. He only has hands if he can use mine and yours. You just believe somewhere like that the same thing. That's the participation. Has he already told you what your trouble was? You believe if he hasn't? All right? Yes. B. varicose vein, and you got a lump in your breast. That's right. You believe with all your heart? Now go home and be well. Jesus Christ make you well. You believe with all your heart, everybody? Have faith now. Don't doubt. How do you do? We're strangers to each other, so far as I know. Is that right? All right. A little lady sitting there, looking at me, praying for her husband. He's in Canada. You believe that God can tell me what's his trouble? Got diabetes and lung trouble. Believe with all your heart now. Have faith in God. You believe God? Oh, God. Great Jehovah. How can you doubt? I challenge your faith in Christ's name to believe that I've told you the truth. You believe God can tell me your trouble? The audience is just keeps, something keeps moving. Be reverent. Be quiet, real quiet. These people praying. Keeps coming from this way. There's a lot of faith in the building tonight. If you just keep believing. Let's see, this is a patient. I'm not beside myself. I'm just, you've only trying to explain it. You can't. And there's no way of trying to explain it. You just have to believe it. You can't explain God. You know God by faith. Or it's some kind of spell in your hand. Epilepsy. I want to tell you something happened. When you was a little girl, you got a fall and caused that. When you was a little girl. Been bothering you a long time. You believe God will heal you? You're not from here. You're from the south. Mississippi. Hattiesburg, Mississippi. You believe God? If I tell you who he was, would it help you? Miss Slade, I go home and be well. Jesus Christ, make you well. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. Just have faith in God. Now, we're strangers to one another, sir. God knows us both. Now, if the Lord Jesus still remains Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and forever, he'll know you, know all about you. I don't. He does. Will all you believe that out there now? I don't know the man. You're from away from here. You've come to the meeting from somewhere else. Virginia, have faith. You're wanting deliverance from something. That's right, isn't it? Smoking. Smoking cigarettes. Say, a minister, you should get away from that. You're wanting deliverance. You know it's wrong. Mr. Snodgrass? Reverend Mr. Snodgrass from Virginia. That's your name? Come here. You believe me to be God's prophet?
Yes, sir.
Hand me your hand. I cast that evil thing away from you as a child of God. May it leave you and never come back again. Warn your old believing out and never take another in the rest of your life. Amen. Have faith in God. You believe your back got well while you were sitting there? Your back got well while you were sitting there? You believe it? And go just rejoicing, saying, thank you, Lord. This little lady just held up her hand right there, just at that time. You got something on your mind, haven't you, lady? You're praying for your son. That's where it's coming from. Have faith. If you believe with all your heart, God will give you the desire of your heart. But do you believe that? What if I didn't say one thing to you? Would you believe it? Would you believe it's healed? You are. God bless you just on your own. What if I didn't say nothing? You just laid hands on you. That's the main thing with you, isn't it? Come here. In the name of Jesus Christ, be healed. Amen. That's how simple. A lady sitting right behind here. Little black-headed woman with a white-looking coat on. Looking around to the lady sitting next to her. With arthritis there. Believe with all your heart, God will make you well. You believe it with all your heart? And you can have it. That's right. Let you raise up your hand there. There, that's it. Stand up on your feet. That's it. Stand up. There you are. Go on home, be healed. Jesus Christ makes you well. You too, sister, believe with all your heart. Go on, may the Lord Jesus make you well. All right, come. Very small for that. You believe that in the condition will leave and it'll be well? God can give you a transfusion from Calvary, Bart. You believe that? Go and you can receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. Believe now with all your heart. Heart trouble, stomach, oh my. You believe God will make it well? Go and believe with all your heart and get well. How many out there believes with all your heart now? How many's in conditions that you believe that God will make you well? Do you believe it with all your heart? Are you ready to receive your healing? How many believes it's the Holy Spirit? I want to see your hand. How many believes it's the Holy Spirit? With all your heart? With all that's in you? Now I'm going to challenge your faith right now to do something. What do you think? What do you think? Do you all believe it's the Holy Spirit? How many knows that that's exactly the same sermon I preach tonight of Jesus Christ? How many believes it inside and out? Raise up your hand. All that will accept Jesus as their healer right now, I don't care what's wrong with you, how crippled you are, nothing about it. If you'll accept Jesus as your healer, stand up to your feet and raise up your hands and still praise Him for healing you. You can have your healing right now. Lord God, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I cast away this evil spirit, cast away the powers of the devil, and may they go home and be well, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. How many here now that does not have a prayer card and you want God to heal you? Raise up your hand. Say, I want God to heal me. Now, if there's any more prayer cards, it's got a card, get in the line. Now, if not, well, we're going to catch you anyhow. Now, I want you to find, if you can only take what I said tonight, that's 6 cents. Believe with all your heart. Now, many of you are sending his handkerchief up. I'm praying over them, everyone. Trying my best to get to them. Now, if I miss you, just write me at Jeffersonville, Indiana. I'll send you one. See, I'll send it to you through the mail. If you miss it or miss your handkerchief somewhere, gets lost, just write me. It don't cost you a penny. Just write me. Of course, sometimes some people send a little money along because we spend hundreds of dollars a week on stamps and things and send us handkerchiefs around the world with all kinds of miracles and things, of signs returning back from them. Of course, it reaches more than I can reach. But now, look. I suppose that 95% of the people, I know I've got some people here from Jeffersonville, but I don't see any of them in a prayer line. And if they was, I would ask them nicely to get out. That's right, because I see them down home. This is for people that's up here. People that can't get in any other time. Now, here stands a lady. If I could heal that woman, I would be a rascal if I didn't do it. If I could do it. I wouldn't be fit to stand behind this pulpit, Brother Sullivan, if I could heal her. But I can't heal her. She's already healed. If she's sick, I don't know if she's sick. But if she is, Jesus healed her when He died at Calvary. He made a propitiation for that. He was wounded for our transgressions. With His stripes, we were healed. Is that right? Now these people, if they pushed up here in the wheelchair, I want you to look. I believe last night a woman on a wheelchair or cot or something, or the Holy Spirit called her. Take her off that. Now, many times you in the wheelchair, you begin to say, oh, my case is hopeless. As long as you believe that, your sixth sense is dead. Your sixth sense, if it's alive tonight, this is the last hour of your suffering. You're coming out of there. Go home, be well. The man and woman standing here, the colored brother and sister, their little boy, you believe tonight? You have faith, my brother. You have faith, sister. The little fellow's too little to know what faith is. You believe that God will heal your child. The lady standing here is this little boy here. You have faith. All of you standing around these wheelchairs, I want you to have faith for those people. And you out there, some of you with heart trouble, go to die in a few days. Cancer. If something isn't done, you're going to die. These people may live an ordinary lifetime here, crippled. But if you don't get a hold of God right away, you're going to die. That's it. But you get a hold of God and say, God, I'm using my sixth sense. I believe. And I believe that you're going to make me well. And then God will do that. Don't you believe that? I believe with all my heart. Now, I'm not going to use the line of discernment. I couldn't get that 50 through here. I couldn't do it. But I'm going to pray. Now, if God still remains God, if God is still God, then He can do all things just the way He... What is the highest form of faith? There was a Roman one, a Jew said, come lay your hands on my daughter, she'll get well. The Roman said, I'm not worthy, just say the word. That's what the Gentiles are supposed to do. And meetings across the sea in different places,
They can see one supernatural thing take place. The whole audience will just walk out by faith. See? They'll believe it. But here it's so hard. Now, you're a Pentecostal people. You may be Methodist, but if you've got the Holy Ghost, you're Pentecost. Now, if you've got that sixth sense ready to be made alive, let's make it. Now, this woman here, or this one, anyhow, I don't know the woman. I guess we're strangers to one another. Now here. Here's a woman. I've never seen her in my life. She said she don't know me and I don't know her. Well, how would I know? And she just reached down and mixed up these cards and gave somebody a card and she picked it up and here she is. She happens to be the first one on the platform. If some of you all at the same time I'm talking to her, you believe out there and see if you don't go out there and get you too, just the same. Now, if that can be done once to a person maybe never been in the meeting, that's a confirmation that it's true. God told Moses, take this gift and go down there and show how your hands heal with leprosy. He did it one time and all Israel followed into the promised land. See? He didn't every time he meet the Israelites, look here at my hand, leprosy, see, healed. No, no. He did it one time, they all believed it. That's the way we're supposed to do it. See it, believe it. Now here is my hands. As far as I know, I've never seen this woman in my life. If I did, I didn't know her. She's a total stranger. But if the Holy Spirit can come to me and tell me what she's standing here for, or something that she's done, or something she's planning on doing, or maybe something that she knows that I know nothing about, that would be a confirmation that he's still the same Jesus that talked to the woman at the well. That would be proving to this Gentile generation that that Messiah, who once lived in a pillar of fire in the fatherhood, dwelled in a human body called the Son in the sonship, and now in the Holy Ghost, in you and I, through the sanctification through the blood, dwelling in our body. The Holy Ghost dwelling in us, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. Verily I say unto you, the Son can do nothing in himself but what he sees the Father doing. You believe that? Now, I want to ask you in the wheelchair. Now, if I could heal this woman, I would do it. If I could heal you, I'd do it. I can't. But if the Lord God, then she's close to me, if the Lord God will tell me something about that woman, let her be the judge whether it's right or not, that she knows that I don't know, you know that it has to take some kind of supernatural power here to do it. Is that right? Well, you believe it to be the Son of God according to his promise that he promised he would do it? Will you believe it all along here? Accept your healing man and believe it with all your heart? This one case would settle it if you'd really mean that. Amen. That's exactly the truth. If you would believe that one thing, it would certainly be the truth. All right, then. Now, I'm just going to stand here with this microphone because when visions come, I don't know how low I'm talking or how loud I'm talking, but I've got this audience here promising that they will receive their healing if the Holy Spirit will reveal to me something about you that I, you know that I don't know. Now, that'll be, would it encourage you and make you have faith if he did that too? But it sure would. Now, I'm just talking to you just like our Lord talked to the woman at the well. See, he caught her first because she's the first one. See, that's what I have to do too to get, see, you are a human being. You have a spirit. You have a soul. I'm a human being. I have a spirit and a soul. I know now that you're a Christian because as your spirit begins to witness to me that you are a Christian. Right. It feels welcome. If you wasn't, he'd push it away. Was you ever in one of the meetings and see these things done? You've seen them done. You ever notice when sinners come and things, see how pushes away from them like that? Just right now, to tell them, you're a sinner, you do so and so, you do such and such. See? Now, if you believe with all your heart, all that's in you, God will be able to tell me what your trouble is or something about it. Then you're going to receive it. And then that'll make all of them believe. These crippled people said they'd believe. The sick people, the heart trouble and things, said they'd believe. So then everybody believe and the whole line would believe down there. You know, you spring the prayer line through. Everybody really want to use that sixth sense and just go on and say, thank the Lord. He heals me. That's his attitude towards every one of them. You just have to be one that's brought up here. There's many, many more all out through there. Probably the Holy Spirit might after a while go over the whole audience. I don't know what he'll do. Then when I get real weak, my son or some of them there, Gene or some of them, they'll come touch me on the side. I know I got to quit then because you don't know where you're at sometimes. After so many visions, it looks like everything's a vision then. Jesus said, more than this shall you do, for I go to my Father, the things you see. Now, I see what's the matter with the woman. She's come here for prayer, And the prayer is for a little growth. And the growth is on the arm. That's right, isn't it? Now, do you believe? Now, the growth is hid from me, but not from God. I tell you what arm it's on? The right. That's, is that right? Raise up your hand if that's true. Now, do you believe with all your heart? Now, does that sixth sense do something to you? Are you just blinded over and say, well, that's pretty good? Or does that sixth sense really go to work? Say, praise God. I know that that man don't know that woman. Now, only Jesus Christ will know her. And he promised he'd do that. That means that you're going to be well then. If you can believe it. You say, maybe you guessed what she had. I couldn't guess that. No guessing to that. Perhaps, I'll tell you another thing. You're not from here. You're from Lima. That's right. You believe God can tell me who you are? Miss White. Mrs. White. That's true. God will heal you now. Go home and believe it with all your heart. Now, do you believe? Every one of you? Have faith in God. If you can believe, all things are possible to them that believe. If thou canst believe. Now, what if I told you you were healed sitting in a chair? Would you believe me? Go on your own then, because you are. Have faith in God. Now, what if I put my hands on you and said, Satan, get away from this boy. Would you believe it? Did you get well? Come here. Satan, leave this boy in Jesus' name. Amen. Go believe me. Have faith. What if I laid hands on you and said, Satan, depart from him. Would you believe it? Satan, depart from him in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Go believe it. If I told you what was wrong with you, would it help you, or would you rather I just lay hands on you? Which would? He tell you what's wrong with you? Then you're back. That's right. Is that right? Then go home. Be healed. In Jesus' name. All right. You believe if I just say something to you, lay hands on you, it would make you well? Come here then. In the name of Jesus, may she be healed. Amen. Believe. All right. What about you? I believe I know you. That's right. I'll just lay hands on you and say, Satan, leave, my brother, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Believe, my brother. Go with all your heart. You believe, all of you? Well, listen. Here's what I can't get. See? Why is it when the Holy Spirit will come and reveal those things, he's telling me what everything's wrong with them people? If I stop a minute, but them others wouldn't get in the line. Is it just as great to see the Lord when people pass by to have enough faith to be healed, lay hands on, as it would be to have a discernment as you've seen it done? Have we become so Americanized that we have to be entertained by the Holy Ghost? Here, come here. I don't know you, but we're strangers to one another. Is that right? You know me, but I don't know you. But God knows us both. If God will tell me what your trouble is, will you believe me as be his prophet? With all your heart. All right? Heart trouble. That's exactly right. You believe now with all your heart? You believe you'll get well? You've come a long ways for this, haven't you? All the way from California. Right. You bring your wife along, too? She wants healing, too. Didn't get a card, but she's got something wrong with her hip. It was caused from a fall. Isn't that right? Go home, you'll go get well, both of you. Go believe. Now, that's just the same as... See? If thou canst believe, all things are possible. You believe, sister? Just lay hands on your feet to get well? Come then. In the name of the Lord Jesus, heal them. All right. Come, lady. I see. Why? That woman is healed just as much as the other man. Why can't we say praise the Lord for healing that woman? See? Here. You know I know what's wrong with you. You know that just as well as I know it. You know that God could tell me. Now, if I tell you, would it help you? It's your nerves that give away. That's exactly right. Believe with all your heart. Go a bit well in the name of Jesus Christ. Have faith. You believe, sister, with all your heart? In the name of Jesus Christ, go and be healed. You believe with all your heart, sister? In the name of Jesus Christ, go and be healed. Have faith. Come, sister. You believe with all your heart? In the name of Jesus Christ, go and be healed. Now, that's exactly the way God said, do it. Isn't that right? These signs shall follow them that believe. In the name of Jesus Christ, go and be healed. Amen. You believe, Father?
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ, may the devil leave the child. Amen. Go now. Be healed. You want to eat your supper? Get over stomach trouble? Go eat your supper and get well in Jesus' name. You believe with all your heart? See? Keep on the... Get that sixth sense. Move that old five out of the way. Believe. How do you do? If I told you yes or no, you believe anyhow, huh?
Yes.
You believe it anyhow. All right? That little cyst on your spine, which is located between your shoulders, go bleeding and get well. You believe?
Yes.
Have faith. Come, brother. You believe? In the name of Jesus, may he be healed. Come. You believe, brother? In the name of Jesus Christ, I'll lay my hands on you. You'll get well. Amen. Believe now. You believe, sir? In the name of Jesus Christ, be healed. Amen. Jesus does it for you if you believe it. In the name of Jesus Christ, be healed. That's all, brother. That's it. That's the way. In the name of Jesus Christ, go and be made well. Amen. Come, sister. If the anointing of the Holy Spirit sure to do miracles like that, surely you'd be God's anointed by him, wouldn't you? And in the name of Jesus Christ, go and be healed. Amen. You believe, brother? If thou canst believe, all things are possible. Is this the next patient? You believe, sister, with all your heart? That's it. Amen. She really got it. I just watched, she had a shadow over and went, well, what happened to it? Turn around, now it's gone because she believed it. See? That's it. I don't know you. You don't know me. We're strangers one another. But God knows you, and he knows I'm here to help you if I can. You believe that? Just a minute. Something happened in the audience. Somewhere. That's it. Start believing out there. Well, your trouble's in your back. That's right, you got back trouble. Miss Stenhofer, go home and be well. Come believe with all your heart. Do you believe, sir? In the name of Jesus Christ, go and be made well. Come. Now, if I told you what was wrong or didn't tell you or whatever more, would you believe anyhow? Then your female trouble's done next. Go ahead. Yeah, I said it. All right. You believe that God's going to heal your nervousness? All right, go on and be well in the name of Jesus. Believe with all your heart. You want to get over the stomach trouble? All right, go eat your supper and be made well in the name of the Lord Jesus. You believe with all your heart? I curse the devil that's done this to this child. May be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you now. Don't doubt what will happen to you if you can believe. You believe with all your heart? In the name of Jesus Christ, may you be healed. There's a healing keeps coming from over here. It's a little woman sitting back there with a brown hat on, kind of thin. She's suffering with TB. All right, sister. I don't know you, and you don't know. Yes, you ought to know me. You were healed once in my meeting. I see it as a fort, Wayne, Indiana. Hallelujah. That's it. You believe God can tell me what's wrong, what's wrong with it all? You have a tumor, and God heals you of it. Hey. Hallelujah. I challenge you to believe. There's so many believing. Have faith in God. You believe, sister? In Jesus' name, go and be made well for the glory of God. You believe, brother? In the name of Jesus Christ, go and be made well. You believe, brother? In the name of Jesus Christ, go and be made well. You believe, sister? In the name of Jesus, go and be made well. You believe, brother? In Jesus' name, go and be made well. You believe for the little baby? Now look, I know it's a birth condition, but that don't have nothing to do with what the devil done any time. God can take it away. You believe that? I curse the temple of Jesus for this child. In the name of Jesus Christ, say this baby be well. Amen. You believe this? In the name of Jesus Christ, go and be made well. You believe this? In Jesus Christ's name, go and be made well. You believe this? In Jesus' name, go and be made well. You believe this? Is that the last of prayer? All right, look here, just a minute. You believe with all your heart? If God can tell me what your trouble is, you believe it? One thing is your eye going bad, right? That's not the main thing. Got a tumor. The tumor's in the stomach. You're not from here. Walk back to Illinois and get well. Jesus Christ, take you well. If you can believe, all things are possible. You believe that? That man sitting out back there got that little baby's got a hole in his heart. You're from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Mr. Kirkline, go home and breathe. That baby's heart will heal up. Hallelujah! That's the power of our God. Have faith in God.
to see up this glory, praying for a lost daughter. Have faith in God. I'm looking for a woman. I can't see her in the audience. But she's here somewhere. She's praying. God help me to find her. Somebody with faith. Got heart trouble and diabetes. Her name is Mrs. Wells. Have faith in God. Somewhere, I see. All right, sister. Your faith has saved you. Besides that, heart trouble runs in your family. You don't have a prayer card, do you? Because you know. Because all prayer cards are up. Heart trouble runs in your family. You got a brother who's got heart trouble. That brother's not here. That brother lives in Baltimore, Maryland. And he's also unsaved because he's shadowed with a dark shadow. That thus saith the Lord. Do you believe with all your heart? Is that sixth sense going to work on you? Put your hands over on one another right here. Oh God, creator of heavens and earth, send thy Holy Spirit at this time and heal every person in divine presence through Jesus Christ's name. You believe it? How many of you that wants to know Jesus as your Savior? Stand up on your feet. You're coaching. God bless you. God bless you. That's right. Wonderful. How many wants the Holy Ghost? Stand on your feet. Wants the baptism of the Holy Ghost? Stand on your feet, every one of you. There's too many out here to get you now. Fire right off in this room so we can meet you over here. In Jesus' name, if you'll come with sincerity, you'll be filled with the Holy Ghost, saved of all your sins. Go into the room tonight. This is the time. Move over this way to the room. All that's here that believes in God wants to be saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, move right out of this room so we can minister to you. If there's anybody here from my church down at Jeffersonville that hasn't received the Holy Ghost as yet, Brother Collins and all of them has got the Holy Ghost since they've been here. Oh, they've tore up the country. Come on! This is the time for you to receive it right now. Go in! Don't you come out of there till you got the Holy Ghost. Come now! All sinners, go in here and seek God for salvation. That's the way. I challenge every man and every woman that's in divine presence that's sick, anything wrong with you, I challenge you to believe the Lord Jesus Christ while I pray for you. Will you do it? How many will promise they'll do it? If God can give me power here to discern spirits, I'm telling you I can't heal you. You're already healed. Jesus healed you when He died for you. Let that sixth sense don't become numb. Put it to work now and believe it. What about all you people here in these wheelchairs? Do you believe it? Then let us raise our hands to God. Oh Lord God, let not this message pass in vain. Let not the power of God go to waste here tonight. But may God of heaven send down power of conviction and heal every person. May the devil leave everybody with cancer, heart trouble, cripple, leukemia, any kind of disease. I challenge it by a gift ministered by an angel sent in the sufferings of Jesus Christ to heal the sick and the afflicted. Come out of them, Satan. I charge thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of them. Now, all that accepts Christ as their healer, I don't care what's wrong with you. It doesn't make one bit of difference. If you believe God, raise up and accept it in the name of Jesus Christ. That's the way. Amen. God bless you. That's it. That's perfect. Perfect. Now the Pharisees heard him do that and seen him do it, that same rock, and they said, this man is Beelzebub, a devil. Is that right? Some kind of a mystic fortune teller or something. Jesus said, I'll forgive you for that. But someday, words like this, when the Holy Ghost comes to do the same thing, you speak one word against it, it'll never be forgiven. How many know that's true? This world or in the world to come. Because they call the Spirit of God an unclean spirit, like a devil spirit. Fortune teller. Anybody knows that fortune telling's of the devil. Certainly all them witchcraft and fortune tellers and mental telepathy and all that kind of stuff like that comes from the devil. But remember, Jesus said in the last days when we got all this here positive thinking about different ones and mental telepathy and that other stuff they tried to choose, what was it, superstition, perception, and all that, that's of the devil. And the Bible said it would be here as Jabez and Jabez withstood Moses, so will these resist the truth.
The truth is the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the power of God. Jesus said to be so close together it would deceive the very elected if it was possible. But it's not possible to deceive the elected, because they were elected before the foundation of the world. Their names are put on the Lamb's Book of Life. Those who He foreknew, He's called. Those who He called, He justified. Those who He justified, He has already glorified. That's right. Now, here's a woman. I've never seen her. As far as I know, I guess we're strangers. All right? Here's a lady I've never seen. She's probably around my age. Maybe I'm a little older than her. But we've never seen one another. And this is our first time seeing each other. Now, if Jesus Christ remains the same and promised that He would show the Gentiles, I'll say it like that so you want me to explain it, I could, but I'm sure you understand it. He promised that He would show the Gentiles, just like He did the Jews and Samaritans, at the end of the Gentile age. He would show the Gentiles. How many know that? The same sign that He was a resurrected Messiah, as it was in the days of Sodom, when the Lord Jesus was there, God manifested in flesh, told Abraham who his wife was, what her name was. She is the tent behind him. And he told him he's going to have a baby by her, and she laughed. He said, why did she laugh? Now, Jesus said that same thing will take place just before He comes. We're at the end of the road. Now, if He's still the same Messiah, He'll do the same Messiah signs to prove Himself. I'm not Him. I'm just your brother. I'm just like you, one that's received His Spirit. Now, if the woman didn't believe, no matter what was said, it never helped her anyhow. And she's got to believe before anything will take place. Now, you out there in the audience, you just believe the same way for yourself. Or for somebody else, no matter what it is, you just believe for them and find out if it doesn't take place just exactly the same. Now, come this way just a minute, please. Now, here we are. I just want you to get this. This is our first time meeting in life. I do not know you. But God does know you. And I just spoke that that rock is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You believe that? Yes. You are a Christian. The feeling of your spirit tells me you're a Christian. If it wasn't, you are that. Now, I have no idea what you're here for. You may be for somebody else. You may be for finances. You may be for domestic trouble. You may be sick. You may have some heartache or something. I don't know. But you have come to me as God's servant, to try to speak to you like they did in the Old Testament, through the prophets, to find out what was what and so forth. Is that right? What was going to happen? Well, then, if He still remains the same as He was, then His Spirit is in us and will do just like He did then. Is that right? How many of you already shall believe it now with all your heart? All right? The only thing I ask, just look this way. Don't doubt. You believe me to be His servant? That's good. And if we've never met, and there's something wrong with you, God would have to tell me. It has to have some kind of a power that would tell me, because there's no way for me to know. And then through that, if it would tell you, it would help you, would it? It would help you. Well, you are here for healing. And that's in your stomach. You got a stomach trouble, complications, and a lot of things wrong with you. That's exactly right.
Amen.
Now, if that's true, raise up your hand.
Amen.
Now, do you believe? See how exact the Holy Spirit is? Now, that's true. Now, if you wait, it's something else. She's got something else on her mind. She's thinking of something. Did Jesus perceive or what? Right. That's how I picked that up just then. She's got something else on her mind. That's exactly right. That's your husband. He's sick. He's here. He needs healing too, doesn't he? You're not from here. You're Canadian. Go back home. Take that hanky. You put that tear off. Go take it. Get well. Go believe with all your heart. In the name of the Lord. You believe? It's that simple. You just get healed. Now remember, I could not do that. I could not do that for nothing. It's God. See, you're afraid God's around somewhere. God's right here. He's right around you. Just speak to Him. He's alive. I guess just one another. If you take this line like that, I've just got to hurry to see here. You know, but your past, don't doubt. Believe with all your heart. Now, you're supposed to be older than me, but we don't know one another. God knows the truth. And if He will tell me what's wrong with you or something,
There's something on that, Arden.
If he tells you what has been, you know where that's right or not, then you can know what will be. Is that right? Is that fair, congregation?
Yes.
Now, let's get two or three sorts. The Bible said the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. And then we'll start just praying for the sick as we go along. Do you see the Holy Spirit's presence? Now, I don't know you. I've never seen you in my life. But God does know you. But if you'll tell me what your trouble is, you'll know what it's right now. You're suffering with a kidney condition. That's right, kidney. That's right. And another thing, you have a growth you're praying about. That's right. You believe God can tell me where the growth is? Will it help you? It's on your right side. That's right, isn't it? Huh? You're not from here either. You're from a mountain country like Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Your name is Miss Cole. Go back home and be healed. Now, how do you like that? All right. Just have faith if you believe. Just believe. Have faith in God. All right? We're strangers, one of us, suppose. Now, here's a man. Let us see. Now that same Son of God is not dead. He's a living here this afternoon. Now, may God help us. I don't know, he might not say nothing to the man. I've never seen him. I don't know that he will. But I hope he will. I think, what is this, two or three?
Three.
And this man be three. All right, two women, this man be three, a confirmation. All right. Sir, God knows all about you. I do not. But if he can tell me something that you know that I do not know, would it help your faith? Would it help every man out there to believe it now? Every one of you men? Your trouble's in your throat. It's esophageal. You've been to doctors. They want you to be operated on for it. That's it? That's what's wrong with you? That's what happened before you come to the church. You believe? Yes. I just happened to notice another thing, a lot of feeling your spirit. You've never been satisfied with an experience as a Christian yet, fully surrendered to God. You need Jesus as your Savior. That's right. Will you accept Him right now? As your personal Savior? You give your life to Him? I see you can't eat, can't swallow right. That's right. You're just dwindling away, going away. That's true. That's been coming on for quite a while. Bothering you, your throat. You're not from here. You're from Cincinnati, Ohio. You believe God knows who you are? If I tell you who you are by the Holy Spirit, will it help you? John Huff, go on back home and get well. Jesus Christ, thank you. You believe with all your heart? That little man sitting right down there wanting to quit smoking cigarettes. You believe God will give you your desire, sir? All right? You won't smoke no more. Jesus Christ makes you well. You don't have a prayer card, do you? No, you ain't got a prayer card. You don't need it. You have faith in God, you believe? That young woman sitting right back there praying for a friend in Pennsylvania. That's right. You don't have a prayer card, do you? But you're praying for a friend that's in Pennsylvania. I've seen him over the hills. Believe with all your heart and you'll get well. One of your loved ones. Believe with all your heart. You'll get well. You believe with all your heart? If thou canst believe, all things are possible. Hallelujah! You believe it? The little lady sitting back there praying, she's got varicose veins, the first thing, and she's praying for her husband. He both smokes and drinks. Now, you ain't got a prayer card, have you, lady? But she was praying for God to help you, is that right? You receive your healing. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for the rest of it. Have faith in God, don't doubt. I challenge you to believe Him. Amen. If I don't say one word, just lay hands on you. Believe you get well? In the name of Jesus Christ, go and be healed. If I tell you what's wrong with you, will you be healed? Your heart trouble's cured. Go and be well. If I don't say nothing, will you believe with all your heart? In the name of Jesus, go and be made well. Have faith. Do you all believe that? Is everybody praying? These signs shall follow them that believe. People with prayer cards, people without prayer cards in the audience, wherever you are, have faith in God. Speak to the rock. In the name of the Lord Jesus, may our brother be healed.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus, may my sister be healed. There's something here that's telling you these things. You believe your female troubles left? Go on your own and say, thanks the Lord. Praise the Lord. You believe your nervous infection? Go on your own and say, praise the Lord. You believe with all your heart now? Have faith.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ, may our brother be healed. I have faith. Just believe with all your heart. God bless your little one and heal in Jesus' name. Come, little boy. You believe now? The Lord Jesus, heal you, my son, and make you well. Amen. Come, sister dear. Come out on. You believe out of all your heart you're going to get healed? In the name of Jesus Christ, may she be healed. I'm believing now, don't doubt. In the name of Jesus Christ, may she be healed. Come, my brother dear. In the name of the Lord Jesus, may this devil depart from you, and you go and you make well. God bless this little one too, in Jesus' name, my brother. In the name of Jesus Christ, may she be healed. Amen. Don't believe it. In the name of Jesus Christ, may she be healed. Amen. I'm believing. In the name of the Lord Jesus, may she be healed. Is everybody praying? Everybody on prayer ground? Right. In the name of Jesus Christ, may she be healed. Grant it, Lord. Come, sister. In the name of Jesus Christ, may she be healed. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, may the woman be healed.
Yes.
Come on. In the name of Jesus Christ, may she be healed. That's the way, sister. That's it. That's the kind of faith it takes to get the blessing. In the name of Jesus Christ, may she be healed. In the name of Jesus Christ, may she be healed. In the name of Jesus Christ, may she be healed. Come, sister, believe with all your heart, and you'll get it. In the name of Jesus Christ, hold down. Say as Barnabas was at the gate. In the name of Jesus Christ, may she be healed. In the name of Jesus Christ, may she be healed. Come, sister, dear. Don't doubt. I believe it will happen. In the name of Jesus Christ, may she be healed. Come, brother. In the name of Jesus Christ, be healed. In the name of Jesus Christ, be healed. In the name of Jesus Christ, be healed. In the name of the Lord Jesus, be healed. In the name of Jesus Christ, be healed. Wait just a minute. That's okay. I thought it's something else. Are you believe? All of you believe with all your heart? Everybody believing? Now look, see, if the anointing's here, the people passing over, that's just laying hands on them, just exactly the way it always is. The same Spirit's here. That's all. You don't have to tell people. Here. This is, I believe, it's the first colored person we've had on the platform today. I believe, as far as I know. All right? Look. One day in Jerusalem, there was an old rugged cross going dragging down the street, dragging out the bloody footprints of the bearer. And Simon, Cyrene, helped him bear the cross when he fell under that load. He was an Ethiopian, where your people originated at. He still remembers that. You believe that same Jesus lives today and he could tell me what your trouble is? You believe that? Happens to be that you're not here for yourself. You got healed last night. You want to tell you what you had? You had stomach trouble and diabetes. That's what you got healed for. Another thing, you're here for your daughter. Your daughter has stomach trouble. Your name is Mrs. Wells. You can go on your road home and be made well. In the name of the Lord Jesus. All right? Come believing. Don't doubt. Have faith. Lord, in Jesus' name, heal the woman. Make her well.
Amen.
God, in the name of Jesus, heal my brother and make him well.
Amen.
Just remember the anointing of the Holy Spirit is still here. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, heal our sister and make her well.
Yes.
Father in heaven, I pray that you'll heal our sister and make her well. Come, brother. You believe with all your heart, that old bastard will be all right. I just want to believe God with all your heart and you make well. All right. Come. Now, you don't look like you have it, but you have this arthritis, but you believe that God will make you well? All right, sir. You can have it if you believe it. All right. Go on your open joints and say thank you. This man shattered to death. Cancer. You believe God can heal that cancer, sir? All that's out there that's suffering with cancer, stand on your feet. Everybody's got cancer in the building, stand on your feet. Don't you dare to get up. You've already been healed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Do you love him?
Amen.
This lady's sitting here praying for her husband. He's got eye trouble and unsaved. You believe God will fix him and cure his eyes and make him well? All right. God bless you. May the Holy Spirit come upon him and save him from a life of sin. Right behind you there, you're praying for a friend that's in the hospital dying. That young lady, you believe with all your heart? All right. See, you all don't have prayer cards. You don't need them. If you'll believe, God will stay the hand of death. I just want you to know that the Holy Spirit's here.
Amen. God bless you, brother. You see what that is? If I can heal you, I'd do it. I can't do it. But I believe that God will hear my prayer, don't you? Then I cast away that evil devil in the name of Jesus Christ. Go be made well. Dear sister, I don't know you. There's so many pulling out right now. It's just got me so weak, I hardly know where to stand. You're suffering with a lady's trouble, female trouble. Stand right here just a minute.
Every woman out there that's suffering with that female disorder, stand to your feet.
Right now, stand up for prayer just a minute. All right? Here, you had the same thing, lady, so you stand right over here. You believe with all your heart. All right, look here, sister, just a minute. Your stomach trouble. Stand right over on this side. Everybody's stomach trouble, stand up. Have faith. Don't doubt. Young fellow, look this way. Your back trouble. Stand right over here. Everybody's got back trouble. Stand on your feet. Have faith in God. Your stomach, like, stand right over on this side. Have faith in God. Believe. Right over here also. Nervousness. All right. All's got nervous trouble. Stand up on your feet. Everybody's bothered with nervous trouble. Stand up. All right. Come along now. Let's see who's this next one. Asthmatic condition. All's got asthma. Stand up on your feet. Everyone stand to your feet. You're going to see the glory of God. Come on. Stomach trouble and nervousness. Stand over on this side. All right. There you are. How could I call all of those? But the Holy Spirit knows all about you.
Amen.
How many's got any kind of sickness? Stand on your feet. I don't care what it is. Got any kind of sickness. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and forever. Are you ready to speak to the rock? Now you go and believe. And you go and believe. Stand on your feet and raise your hands up to God. All of us. I command the devil in the name of Jesus Christ, our rock of salvation, to depart from every sick and afflicted person in here. I do this by the blood of Jesus Christ, under the atonement, by the ministry of an angel that sent me to do these signs and wonders before you to speak of the coming of Jesus Christ. O God of heaven, creator of all good things, send thy blessings upon the people while I condemn the power of the devil that's bound them. These people on the platform, those in the audience, may the devil leave them. May every shadow of unbelief go now. May they speak to the rock right now about their case. And may the rock pour forth his healing powers and glory into their bodies and souls and heal them. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to God.